Hello, and welcome to the Real Happy Mom Podcast, the weekly podcast for moms to find inspiration, encouragement, and practical tips for this journey called motherhood. My name is Toni Ann, and you are listening to episode number 73. Now, as a working mom, I know that we have work pretty much down pat, but sometimes we find ourselves with our home life that's not so put together. So today I have a very special guest that's going to help us with coming up with systems and routines that will help us to manage our lives a little bit better and make it so that we're not so overwhelmed at home. My guest today is Kiana. Kiana is a full-time working mom with an energetic toddler girl, and she understands balancing work and home can be extremely overwhelming. So her goal is to help working moms simplify motherhood and excel at their work life and their home life. But before we jump into this episode, it's time for a mommy win. This is the part of the show where mommies come on and share a win that they're having, and we celebrate them. It could be something as small as getting their toddler potty trained or getting their side hustle up and running. So let's jump into this week's mommy win.
Hey, my name is Alexis. You can find me on Instagram at Living Life the Herring Way. I am a blogger. My blog focuses on motherhood, lifestyle, autism, and family travel. My mommy win would be getting my son enrolled in special needs preschool again for the second year in one of the best programs in our county. So I'm looking forward to next school year and looking forward to what 2020 has to offer.
Alexis, I am sending you a virtual high five. I am super excited for you and the new year as well. And kudos for getting everything together for your son's school, because I know that that can be a little stressful at times. Now, moms, if you are interested in being featured in an upcoming mommy win, all you have to do is go over to Instagram, follow me at Real Happy Mom, then go over to the DMs, slide down to that lower right-hand side. There is a microphone down there. I want you to press and hold that microphone button, then tell me your name, your IG handle, and your win for the week. Simple as that. It could be anything big or small. I just want to celebrate you and cheer you on. Now that we have that out of the way, let's jump into this week's episode. All right. So I have Kiana on, and I am super pumped to have you. So welcome to the podcast, Kiana.
Thanks for having me.
So today we are going to be going over some systems and routines that can help us working moms. But I just wanted you to start off by giving us a little background on your blog, The Professional Mama, and how you came into the space of creating systems and routines.
So after I had my daughter, you know, I spent a lot of time while I was breastfeeding, just like browsing the internet and Googling and Pinterest and everything. And it seemed like I was coming up with so many resources for the stay-at-home mom, but there was really nothing out there that existed for the ambitious working mom. And I wanted to create a space for moms who love their careers and love being a mom and provide them with the tools they needed to excel at both. Working moms catch a lot of grief for, you know, leaving the house and working, and mom guilt becomes really real and stressful. So I wanted moms to know that they can pursue their passions and still be a great mom guilt-free. And one of the easiest ways to go about this is to have systems and routines in place that are easily replicated. So that's how it all started.
I just wanted you to help us out with understanding why routines in particular help with making our home life more manageable.
Okay, well, let's look at it. You know, research shows that babies, toddlers, and kids, they thrive off of having a routine. When they can anticipate what's about to happen, it gives them, you know, more of a feeling of being in control. And they can't communicate with us like how you and I are able to communicate with each other. But when we create these routines, we're talking in a language that they can understand, and it's in a way, a form of a communication between us and our children, so that they can know, like, okay, snack time is over, it's time for me to do this. They know what's going to happen. And just think about it from an adult perspective. If you were to wake up and go to work, and every day you got to work, you had no idea when your workday was going to start, what time you were going to get to go home, when you were going to get to go to lunch, what you had to do that day, you'd be very stressed out. And when you don't have a system or routines in place, your life becomes very chaotic, and it becomes very stressful again, and it breeds anxiety. And so when you have those things in place, you're able to better function. And then take this when you get home, you know, you've worked all day, you're tired, and now you have to come home and be mom. And you want to be a present mom too. But if your house is chaotic in terms of the things and responsibilities that you have to accomplish once you get there, it's going to be hard for you to be present with your kids and to not be short with your husband and to not be snappy. So when you have systems and routines at place at home, it makes it easier for others to step in and help as well. They kind of know like what to expect because you can't do everything all of the time. So that's those routines kind of give you a way to take a break and let someone else step in and continue on doing things the same way that you would, so that it's not stressful for the kids. They can still anticipate what's going to happen and be comfortable with the situation and there's no confusion.
Yes, I totally agree with you on that one. But one thing that I found, especially with talking to working moms, is, you know, when they become moms, they get into the structure and the routine because they know that their kids do well with the routines, but they miss kind of the spontaneity that they used to have before having kids. So I was wondering if you had any ways or suggestions for moms that want to still be that fun person, you know, that they are, but not be, you know, so structured and considered the boring mom.
So that was a concern of mine too. Like I had a coworker and we were talking about like the whole sleep training thing and having your kids have a set bedtime. And her concern was, well, if my kid goes to sleep at 7 o'clock, that means I can't go out. I can't go to dinner. I can't do anything. I'm basically a slave to the clock. And that's not necessarily true. So our children aren't as much in tune with the time on the clock as we are. So it's not about like that, the fact that it's 6 o'clock. It's about the relationship of what's happening. So like you say, you have dinner and you know that after dinner is time for bath. It's kind of like that kind of a routine, but it's not like, okay, dinner has got to happen at 6:15 sharp or everything is just screwed up. That's not how it works. And the other thing is kids are fairly adaptable too. So your routine doesn't have to be so stringent all the time. Like in the beginning, you do want to have a sense of consistency so that they can learn it and know what's to come. But when you have that basis, that background and foundation of your routine, on the weekends, you can kind of go with the flow and just have like a loose adaptation of that routine. And they'll fall back in place because they still know what's coming, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes. No, that helps out a lot. And I like the way that you explain that too, because it does, at least for me, I know now it makes me feel better when I show up, you know, 30 minutes or an hour later than my usual time, that at least the routine isn't completely done and I don't have to give up. So that's really good. I like that.
Now, like sometimes on the weekends, I'll send my daughter to my parents and they don't follow my routine.
Oh yeah, I get it. So
I'm like, oh my gosh, when she comes back on Sunday night, I'm going to be screwed. But it's not. She gets right back in place because the things that she's used to is still there. And as long as you go back to that, they'll jump right back in line. Same with going to daycare. Their routine is completely different than what we do at home. But she knows when she's there, she knows what to expect. They're really smart creatures.
Now, we have been talking about routines and how they're so beneficial. So I want to break down some of your best routines that can help us working moms. And I want to start with morning routines first, because I know that that is a struggle because usually we wake up early, not early, we wake up sometimes hitting the snooze button and then we're running behind. And it's just super chaotic and we're trying to make it out before we miss the bus or whatever the case is. So break down some morning routines that can help us so that it's not so chaotic and overwhelming.
Well, I have a secret for you. Okay. The key to a good morning routine is actually to have an evening routine.
Okay.
And I think many people, you know, don't realize that. So if you have an evening routine in place, it kind of takes over what you have to do in the morning and kind of minimizes what your responsibilities are because you've done the majority of it the night before. So now the morning basically consists of just getting up, getting fed if you're going to feed your kids before you leave, and getting them dressed and out the door versus trying to pick out what they're going to wear, trying to pick out what you're going to wear. And that's when things start to get delayed. Mm-hmm. So I do have an evening routine in place, but in the morning, I hit that snooze button. And I'm mentally taking notes like, okay, if I hit this snooze button and sleep another 10 minutes, I'm going to cut this out. Like, this is not happening this morning, or that's not happening, because I love my sleep. So I've learned that the best morning routine for me is to wake up before my daughter. I can't wake her up when I wake up. I have to be able to handle the things that I need to handle for myself first. So I'll wake up first. So by me waking up first, my alarm clock initially goes off at 4:30 in the morning. But I tend to get up around 5:15. I hit the snooze button a lot. So at 5:15, and our goal is to be out the house by 6 o'clock, somewhere between 6 and 6:10. I have a little bit of flexibility built in there. Okay. So 5:15, I get up and I shower and get myself dressed. And luckily for me, I wear scrubs to work. So it's not a matter of picking out something to wear. I'm wearing the same thing every day. And while she's still sleeping, I'll go ahead and I like to do like a quick grab and go breakfast. She's going to eat breakfast at daycare, but I kind of feel guilty if I don't, you know, give her something at home too, so that if she doesn't like what daycare is providing, at least I know she did have something on her stomach that day. Mm-hmm. So I tend to, she likes pancakes and she likes waffles. And I'm sorry, I don't have time to make that in the morning. So I buy the freezable kind and I just pop it in the toaster. And so while I'm getting her ready, I'll go ahead and have all that stuff going in the toaster. I wake her up, or sometimes I don't wake her up, I'll be honest. And I'll just like wash her up and get her dressed while she's still asleep. That's my favorite thing to do. And then after she is dressed, I can wake her up fully, put her in her car seat and give her her breakfast in a little baggie. While she's sleeping, I also go ahead and put everything in the car, so that by the time that she's up, all I have to do is just grab her food and her, because everything else is ready to go. And now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, Kiana, I just wanted to make sure that I clarified. So when you say put everything in the car, that's your purse too, correct?
Yes, okay. My purse. That's like, if that's her shoes, because most of the times I don't put her shoes on.
Okay.
That's her shoes, making sure her coat's in the car, making sure her hat's in the car. And my lunch is in the car too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that kind of stuff. And if we have an activity that day, like on Thursday, she has swim lessons. So I have to make sure that her swim bag is in the car already. So your morning routine can be adaptable and it can be as complicated or as simple as you want it. I try to make it simple. I'm not a morning person. So like I said, I'd rather maximize my sleep. So I do most of my things in the evening time to make sure that in the morning, there's the bare minimum to do.
Yes. And I am totally with you on preparing before, because the whole decision fatigue, it is a real thing. So I like to have very little decisions to make in the morning. So definitely want to hear what your evening routine consists of.
So our evening routine basically starts as soon as we get home. I know that sounds crazy. We get home like around between 3 and 4 o'clock, but I count the evening routine as the whole rest of the time at home, because it kind of like formulates what we do. So when we initially come home, that's her time to like, first we go to the potty, because you know, I make sure she potties as soon as she leaves daycare. We have like a 20-minute drive home if there's no traffic. And I make sure that she potties as soon as we get home. That is number one, because okay. I've had too many accidents to clean up. So after she potties, that's basically like her free time. And that's my time to check the mail, see what's come, and look and see what I have put down to prepare for dinner. So I will go ahead and start prepping dinner. Doesn't mean that I'm going to cook dinner right then at 3:30, but it means that I will go ahead and make sure that I will go, like if I'm cooking from a recipe, at that point, I'll look it over to make sure that what needs to be like chopped or what needs to be thawed or things of that nature, so that process can get started. So after I have all of that done and I get out of my work clothes, then her and I, we kind of have some one-on-one time and we'll play a game. So I bought her a slew of like learning board games for Christmas. And I found that when she has that one-on-one uninterrupted time with me, that it makes like the rest of our evening flow so much better. So Well, normally I don't put like a time limit on how long we can play a game. And if we have to play a game several times, I'm fine with that too. So we'll play a game. Right now she likes to play Don't Spill the Beans and Don't Break the Ice. And okay. They're rather short and quick to do. And then sometimes we'll play this game called First Orchard. Then after that, I make us do a learning activity. So she's really good with her colors and shapes and her letter recognition. Now we're working on like counting and recognizing numbers. So then we'll work on that. And she'll even say after the game is over, it's time for numbers, mommy, because she knows what's coming next. And so we'll do that. And sometimes we'll do it with an app where she can drag and drop numbers or like respond to them asking like what number this is and do that. And then once that's done, you know, I give her some more time for herself to go play, not on a video, but like physical play. Like she has like a ball pit that she likes and she'll do like those type of things. And while she's doing that, then I'll prepare dinner. While dinner is being prepared, she's having self play. And then we'll eat dinner. After we eat dinner, it's time for her bath. When she takes her bath, I don't put a time limit on how long she can play in the tub. She plays to her heart's content. And then once she's done, she'll tell me she's done. And I'm in the bathroom with her, but I kind of use that as my wind down time. And I'm like, I'm on the internet. I'm like on Facebook, on Pinterest. I'm doing all of those things, or I'm texting my friends. So that's what I'm doing during that time. And then I bathe her, get her out the tub, get her dressed, and we'll read a book and she'll go to bed. And then that's when the real fun begins. After she's asleep, then I clean the kitchen and I turn to Alexa and find out what's the weather going to be for that next day. And then I'll go ahead and pull out her clothes. So I get everything. Like if she's had an accident at daycare and now I have to replace the backup clothes at daycare, I'll go ahead and get that out and I'll put it by the front door so I won't leave it. Mm-hmm. And then I'll pull out what she needs that morning. Shoes, socks, undergarments, and the outfit. I try to leave her coat and her hat in the car, but sometimes they do come in the house. If they come in the house, then I'll make sure that it's by the door with everything else that has to go out in that morning. And then once her stuff is picked out, that's my time to take a shower and relax and catch up on my shows. And that's pretty much our evening. Yeah. I'll go, I do have a system that I'll talk about later, hopefully, where I know what dinner is for the next day. So I'll look and see what's coming up for tomorrow. So mentally, I know, even if it's not something I'm about to act on, at least like in my mind, the seeds are already planted about what the next day is going to be about.
Now, I wanted to go back to a couple of things. So the one-on-one time, I really like that because I know even with my kids, if I give them that one-on-one time, like right when I get home, it makes it so much easier for me to do dinner and everything uninterrupted because it's something about them having their attention and their time with mommy. Like once they have it, then they're good. I don't know what it is. It's something magical. But I love that you do that one-on-one time and then the learning time. Now you mentioned the apps that you will use, but you didn't give me any names. Are there any in particular that you found that have been helpful for you?
We do a couple. So one of them is called ABC Kids.
Okay.
And it's free. And basically they have like within that one platform, they have many different activities that you can do to work on letters. So like her favorite is they'll have like six letters, right? And then they'll like tell you to find letter W, and letter W is among the six letters. And then you will hit letter W and it will like blow up and like celebrate you. And you go on to the next letters. So like after three or four letters, you get like this box. And it gives you a prize. And she gets really excited about what her prize is going to be. And then it gives you like these digital stickers and you can select your sticker. So she looks forward to getting those rewards and it kind of like reinforces that you're doing something right. Mm-hmm. And so she's doing this independently, but I'm with her and I'm watching and she'll be like, that's W, mommy, right? And, you know, and I'm just like, touch it, see, you know, and just encouraging her. And on YouTube too, there's Meet the Letters. And they have Meet the Colors, Meet the Shapes, Meet the Everything. And basically, they're doing it kind of like in a song. So, mm-hmm. and they're like making the stuff like really animated so that it holds the kids' attention. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of makes learning fun, because I've also learned that when learning is fun, they don't even realize what they're doing.
Yes.
And they're more about it.
Yes, definitely. Because my three-year-old, he knew his shapes, colors, alphabet, all of that by the time he was like two. And it was because he found some stuff online that he thought was so much fun, and he loves to sing. So he found all of those little nursery rhymes and educational songs. So I'm totally with you on that, on making it fun, because I really didn't have to do anything. He just, yeah, does it by himself. And I'm like, okay, son, let me know when you need me.
So and I'm not a teacher. Like, yeah. I don't have the patience.
Yes, yes. So I love that. And I just wanted to make sure if moms were listening, like, okay, well, what is it? I want to know. So definitely we'll put some links in the show notes for those things that you mentioned, as well as some other songs that I found useful too, for sure.
Yes.
You mentioned some systems for preparing for dinner for the next day. So let's jump into some of your systems now that we have our morning and evening routine kind of down packed.
So I am a big believer of a family command center combined with the home management binder. Okay. And for me, that is the root of all systems and routines. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with a family command center or if mm-hmm. you use one, but the components that are important to me within a family command center is to have like a large calendar.
Okay.
And to have like a menu, like a weekly menu, and to have like a weekly calendar. So a monthly calendar, a weekly calendar, and like a menu. I think those are like key. So our weekly calendar is color coded. So it has like the day of the week, and then on the side of it, it's color coded. And it's just me and my daughter, but there is room for like three other people. So it has like five spots. And so at any given moment for that week, I can look across and see what she has going on and see what I have going on without being confused as to whose activity is what, because everything is segmented by person.
Gotcha.
And then our monthly calendar has everything for that month, that current month. And I have a paper calendar underneath it that shows the two upcoming months.
Okay.
So that I can look and see in 3 month intervals, like what we have going on. Mm-hmm. And then I have our weekly menu. So it's split up like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, through Sunday. And I'll go ahead and say what we're having for dinner. So going back again to that flexibility and not like being able to be spontaneous, I don't always cook what it says I'm supposed to cook, but at least I have something. I don't have to come up at that moment and think of what are we going to have for dinner, because I have seven things to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Normally what happens. Like I'll decide on Tuesday, I don't really want what I have for Wednesday. Like we're going to have what I put for Friday, you know?
Yes.
But again, it takes away that stress of having to come up with something, because what I was finding was that when I didn't really like plan out what we were going to eat, we would eat crap.
Mm-hmm.
Or we were eating out and I was spending a lot of money when, you know, if I just pre-planned and had all the ingredients there, then, you know, everything was lined up. We had everything we needed, and then I could be flexible as to what it was I was going to cook.
Yes, I'm totally with you on that, on planning the meals for the week, because I hate when my husband asks me, what are we having for dinner? Like, that is the question that gets me super irritated. So I have made a weekly menu that sits on a refrigerator so he sees it, so he doesn't have to ask. So I'm totally with you on that. And then remember how I was saying with the whole decision fatigue, by the end of the day, yes. You're like, I'm done. Like, I don't even want to think anymore. So I'm totally with you on having the menu. Now, I wanted to ask some questions about your calendar.
Okay.
Just so that we can be more organized as far as having our systems down packed so that it works for us. So with the weekly calendar, you put everything on there as far as your work schedule, the kids' schedule, their extracurricular activities, mm-hmm. any meetings, like you put everything on that weekly calendar, correct?
I do. So So my daughter's father, he is heavily involved. And so there'll be times like in my career, I take a lot of call and I do 24-hour shifts as well. My weeks in themselves aren't always consistent. For the most part, I tend to work 5 days a week, like 7:30 to like 3, but that's not always true. And I needed something so that if it wasn't me that was there, that anybody could know what is going on today and what has to happen with her. What does she need to do? And what is she going to eat? And so I found that by putting everything in this calendar that he didn't have to call me or text me or ask me anything. When he came by, he could see what's supposed to happen. And in the event that something unexpected happens and you're delayed or, you know, you're displaced or whatever, like no one has to wonder about what is supposed to happen. As long as you take the time to use your systems and make sure everything is current, then it works for you. Kind of, it works like a personal assistant. Like you don't have to tell everybody everything.
Yes, definitely. Now, when do you create or get your weekly calendar ready? Is that on Sunday? Like Monday, Sunday.
So I do the weekly calendar on Sunday, but I do the monthly calendar the third Sunday of the month, because I find that the last Sunday of the month is too close. You know, you need that time. And of course, as things come up, you add them. Like you don't have to wait to that second Sunday to add stuff to that calendar. But as things come up, you can add them. But the routine things that you do every month, you can go ahead and put in that second, that third Sunday of the month.
Gotcha. So I got the weekly calendar and all of that good stuff. Now, is there a particular calendar that you found that's been helpful that we can grab on Amazon or something like that, that I could link to?
I actually have one in my shop.
You have one in your shop? Awesome. We will definitely make sure we put that in the show notes. And then the monthly calendar. Is that something that we could just print something out?
Yeah, it's in the shop too.
The shop too. All right.
So I actually have like a whole home management system that basically, so you know when you have like a babysitter and maybe you have to unexpectedly go somewhere or your husband surprises you and you don't know. And now you have to get a babysitter. And when you're rushed, you don't want to feel like you're like leaving something out or, you know, you want to make sure that everything's taken care of. So like I have things like a child information sheet that has everything you can think of for that child so that if anybody had to take care of them, they would know. And it also has their routines, a spot for you to put in what their routines are. And of course, all the emergency stuff that you would need to know.
Yes, that is really important. Now, you mentioned the Family Command Center and you said a binder too.
Yes. So I feel like they work concurrently. So the for me, the Family Command Center is visual. It's all things you can look up and see. Now, there are things that you don't want anybody to just be able to look up and see.
Yes.
But they're still necessary for maintaining the flow of your home. So those things would go in a binder. Or you can be strategic as to where you place your Family Command Center. You want it to be an area that everyone in your family has to pass. But that doesn't always, you know, most people do it like by their front door or by whatever the door is they use to access their vehicle, whether that be like the garage door. If there's like a wall there, people set up a Family Command Center there. But there's another place, like if all of your bedrooms are on the same level or if they're like all upstairs, most of your guests aren't frequenting your upstairs part of your home. So if there's a wall there that basically everyone has to pass by to get downstairs or to get to their personal bedrooms, you can have your Family Command Center there and you have more freedom as to what you can display because it's more private.
Yeah. Okay.
And I know people are, you know, the Family Command Center also functions as a place for your children to be independent and be able to put their things. So like your older children or even your younger children, if they have homework, you can have designated areas that has their names on it and they know that all of their stuff goes here. Like this is all of my homework. These are all of my projects. Everything is here. And then that morning, all you have to do is grab this and know that they're ready. Or this is where their book bag goes. And I'll admit that I didn't realize how much my 2-year-old was capable of. And I was kind of like holding her back and kind of not knowing that, hey, she can do some things. So one day I showed up at daycare early and they were in the middle of eating their snack. And when her snack was over, you know, she looked at me and saw me and she was done eating. She got up and she pushed in her chair. She picked up her plate. She put it in the trash can. She went back and got her milk cup. She poured the rest of her milk down the drain, and then she proceeded to wash her hands. Like, I'm like, what? She can do this? So she's capable of putting her shoes where they go. She's capable of hanging up her jacket on the coat rack. She's capable of putting her Peppa Pig book bag on a little hook and knowing that certain things go in there. Mm-hmm. So we have to like take all the pressure off of ourselves and use these systems to involve our families and give them some control and the ability to be involved and not have everything being on us.
Yes, I am totally with you on that one, because I feel like a lot of times as moms, we try to do everything, and then that's when the overwhelm comes in, because we can't. There's not enough hours in a day to get it all done. But I'm just really curious about the binder that you're talking about.
Like, oh, I'm sorry.
It's inside of this binder. I need to know, Kiana.
Okay, so in the binder, so the components of the binder are in the shop too. So okay. I have a family emergency contact sheet. Okay. So if you think about it, all of our families are not traditional these days. Every house does not have a mom and dad that live in there. So there's a spot for mom's information. So like, where does mom work? Mm-hmm. Where does mom live? How do you get in contact with mom's boss, or, you know, how do you get in contact with mom's job? So let's say you got sick. Like, even though your spouse may know how to contact you at work, do they know how to contact someone at your job to let them know you're not coming that day? So it like gives that type of information, gives like your home address, same thing with dad, also gives the information of two family members that may live close by or two friends. And it also gives the ability to put contact information for two neighbors.
Okay.
So you have that there too. And then there's a place to keep track of your passwords, because everybody loses passwords to things. So that, you know, like when you created an account for your electric bill, now you can know, like, what login do I use? What email did I use to sign up for this? And what's my password to get in to make changes to this bill or whatever? You know what I mean? Okay. There's also a sheet for tracking your bills. So again, if you're the one that primarily handles the finances in your home and you have to go out of town for work and you like forget, now your husband can look and see that, hey, this bill is due here and this is the amount and this is where I need to go to pay it.
Okay.
You know, things of like that nature. It also has, again, a place for you to write your meals. It has a recipe card, like pages where you can put like your favorite recipes. Like, I'm a recipe junkie. And there are like some recipes that I really love. And I normally have them like torn out on these pages, pieces of paper. And then if you lose the paper, you're screwed. So if you have this binder and you write all your favorite recipes, and then, you know, when you're, like you're saying, having that decision fatigue and you're wanting to know, like, when you're planning your week, what am I going to cook? You have your favorites right there.
So what are some of your favorites, Kiana? I'm just curious.
Some of my favorites?
Yes.
My favorites become my daughter's favorites. Whatever. So she is the traditional kid. Like, she loves pasta.
Okay.
So do I. Like, I think I'm Italian and no one told me. But
I'm Mexican and no one told me.
So I like doing spaghetti. Sometimes I'll do spaghetti with a meat, like with meat in it, or I'll just do it with the sauce. I prefer meat. But if I'm making her a dish, like I recently just made this Cajun shrimp pasta.
Ooh.
And it's not really kid friendly. Mm-hmm. But the components, like it had like angel hair pasta. She'll love angel hair pasta. So all I had to do was to get a jarred sauce and just pour it out enough for her meal into like a pan and season it. And then I added cheese to it and poured it over the pasta. And she had her meal and I had my adult meal. And it was no extra stress on my part. We love lasagna. And there's this, we're from the South. So I grew up on this dish called stewed chicken and rice. And she loves any type of meal that has gravy with it. So we do that a lot.
Okay. And I'll make sure to include that in the show notes too, ladies. If you're like, I want that. I want to try some of that. Yeah, definitely. I'll include that too. Now, did you have anything else inside of the binder that you're going through? Sorry, I just wanted to interrupt about the recipes.
Oh, no problem. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head because I'm not I'm not looking at it. The other thing that's in the binder, so I went over the passwords, the bill tracker. There's like a notes and reminder sheet, you know, where you can put your routines and things. There's a chore chart. And the chore chart is not like divided by like individual, it's divided by like chores. Mm-hmm. So let's say you were doing the dishes. So you could say, this is what mommy's going to do. And then your kids, you can name out what their responsibilities are and everybody can see what everyone's supposed to be doing. Now that chore chart doesn't have to be in the binder. Like a lot of these things are interchangeable. They can be like displayed in the command center. And the secret to that is using like a picture frame. And you put the paper, the printable inside of a picture frame, and then you just use a dry erase marker and you can just write on it like that and keep reusing it. That's what I like to do. I mean, I can't really assign many chores to anybody else, but
I know, right? Not yet.
Eventually. And then there's also a place to keep track of like your cleaning routine. So what things do you clean daily? What things do you clean weekly? And what do you clean monthly? And that way, I hear like a lot of my friends' husbands, they'll say things like, you know, well, I want to help her, but I never know what it is that she's doing or what's supposed to be done. And then my friends have said, because, well, he's never helping. So he says, well, I don't know what to do. So I feel like the family command center and the home management binder pretty much eliminates that. It evens out the playing field and everybody knows what needs to be done.
Yes, I like that a lot. So ladies, if you are listening and you want to get your hands on that, I will put that in the show notes because it seems like Kiana already has it already ready for us. So we don't have to put it together or try to make something ourselves. It sounds like we just got something that we can go ahead and print out and get it ready and have it done today. So thank you for sharing all of that with us. That is really helpful. And even for myself, I've been thinking about, you know, having some of this information accessible because I don't know if I told you this, Kiana, but I'm a reservist in the Navy. Oh. And yeah. And so recently one of the admirals came and talked to us and she was just telling us about some changes and things that are going to happen. But one of the things that really stood out to me was when she was like, you know, you have to have, what did she call it? Oh my goodness, I wrote it down. It was something like a ready to go binder. So like if I'm called today and they say they need me to go to Gitmo, I should be able to have all my stuff and all my ducks in order so that I can leave my family and be out and ready to go and not have to worry about them. So she says to have all of your bills, all the routines, everything that you're saying in a binder so that you can literally hand it to someone and say, this is everything. Take care of my kids. I'll be back in 6-9 months, whatever the case is. So I have been thinking about this because this is something I have not done, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and buy your home management binder and just go ahead and do it that way. But it is so important because you never know, like life happens.
It does.
To all of us. Like, yes. Like you may not be a reservist in the Navy.
Exactly.
You may have like a family member that gets sick or you get sick or you, I don't know, lose your job or you have to leave and move or whatever the case is, like life happens and you never want to be unprepared and, you know, in a huge pickle. So definitely having this home management binder will at least alleviate the stress so that you know if anything were to happen, or even if you just want to leave for the weekend, you know that okay, yes, everything will be okay. The house will not come crumbling down if you're not there. So I love that. So thank you so much, Kiana, for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Now, you have given us a lot of great things to get us started as far as the morning routine, the evening routine, and especially with the command center and the home management binder. So we're going to get ready to wrap things up. But before we do, I just wanted you to leave us with either a motivational quote or some words of encouragement for us working moms who have a lot going on and are feeling like we're frazzled, but we know that we're doing a good job, but something deep down inside of us is trying to tell us that we're not. So give us some encouragement for us moms.
I just want you all to continue to be who you are and show the world that you can be an ambitious woman and still be a phenomenal mom. You don't have to sacrifice one for the other. And let that mom guilt stop today.
Yes, and amen to that. Now, Kiana, if we want to learn more about you and the professional mama, where can we find you online?
Well, you can find me at professionalmama.com. Or you can also find me on Facebook. I have a group called Confessions of Professional Moms. Okay. And we talk there a lot about systems and routines.
All right. Yes. So I will definitely include all of the links that were mentioned in the show notes, as well as your blog and website is in the Facebook group, because that sounds like it's going to be really, really good. So moms, if you are listening and want to get this information, make sure that you check out the show notes. And Kiana, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of this with us. I really, really appreciate it.
It's been fun for me. Thank you for having me.
Now that is it for this episode. To get the links in the show notes, go over to realhappymom.com/73. That's the number 73. There you'll find all of the links that were mentioned in this episode, as well as a complete blog post about this particular topic. Now, you definitely want to make sure that you snag Kiana's Family Command Center Starter Kit and use the promo code RealHappyMom30. This will get you 30% off on your next order in Kiana's shop. And do me a favor, if you found this episode helpful, let me know by sending me a DM or by rating and subscribing this podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you next week with lots of love.